Well, hello everyone, and welcome back to the Trainam B1 podcast. I'm Johnny.
And I'm Matthew. Today, we're talking about question tags, those little questions at the end of sentences. You've heard of them before, haven't you?
They're super common in English, right? And they are useful when you want to confirm something or sound a bit more polite, aren't they?
Absolutely, Johnny. Well, later in the episode, we'll also talk about a big global issue, tariff wars. Trade can get complicated, can't it?
It really can. But first, let's dive into today's fictional dialogue. At the pub, Matthew.
Fantastic. Place, this is good. I like this one, John.
Yeah, I prefer this one rather than the gym. Oh,
yeah. Definitely.
Okay. Hey. I'm happy just to be with you again, Matthew, just doing this podcast. I hope our listeners also enjoy it. So, yeah, we are watching financial news on TV screen. I think more and more of our listeners might be doing this, no? And this,
I think so.
So I think you're a broker, and I think I'm not very interested in the market. So let's see if I can convince you.
So let's go. Okay, here we go. Hey, they're showing the stock exchange report again. The market's looking strong today, isn't it?
You watch this every day, Matthew, don't you?
Of course I do. I'm a broker. It's my job. You've never invested, have you?
Not really. I don't trust the stock market.
That's because you don't understand it, do you?
Well, maybe, but I prefer to see my money where I can touch it. Like, for example, in my fridge.
Come on, Johnny. You're smarter than that, aren't you? Look, even beginner investors can make money these days.
Well, they can also lose it quickly, can't they?
True. But you keep your money in a savings account, don't you? What interest do you get? 0.01%?
Yeah, but it's safe, though.
Safe, but slow. You've heard of compound interest, haven't you?
Yeah, I have also heard of crypto crashes.
Different world. We're talking about blue chip stocks here. Companies that pay dividends and grow over time. It's not gambling, is it?
Well, it still feels like it to me.
Well, next time you buy a pint, think about this. If you'd bought shares in this pub 5 years ago, you'd be drinking for free now, wouldn't you?
Clever. But I'll need another pint to think about it.
Very good, Johnny. We have to do this at the pub more often, I think.
That's right.
I like this. Okay. Well, let's have a look at our grammar section today, a little bit deeper. The grammar point was question tags.
Yeah, and as we mentioned earlier, question tags are those short questions you add at the end of a sentence to confirm information, keep a conversation going, or show a surprise, aren't they?
Indeed they are. You're right, Johnny. Although I must quickly mention, I think this is so much easier in Spanish. But anyway, there we go. Let's do it. We're doing an English podcast, so let's focus on that. Positive sentence, negative tag.
Yeah, so I see some examples on our screen right now. So, yes. And I think our listeners heard some of them as well. No? So, for example, you watch this every day, don't you? I ask you that, don't you? So we have there a positive sentence, you watch this every day, and then the tag would be a negative one.
Right.
We got another example. You want to share?
Yeah, okay, Johnny, good. So the one we have there on the screen, she's good with numbers, isn't she? So again, the positive sentence, she's good with numbers, and the question tag, we just invert, no? We change it to negative, isn't she?
Very good. That's true. And then I think we have another one that we can see better. We're meeting later, aren't we? So, yeah, that's another one.
Yeah.
And maybe you can give another example. Just you can choose one more, maybe.
Okay, no problem, Johnny. So here's another one. This is your first investment, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Maybe just a an advice here, be careful with the verb tense and auxiliary when you use this positive sentence negative tag,
yes,
right?
Yeah, exactly. Good.
So let's move then to the other example. Then we can have negative sentence with a positive tag. So for example, you don't trust the market, do you? That's right. And maybe you can share another example, Matthew.
Yeah, certainly. Okay, so another one. He isn't coming today, is he?
Is he?
The same idea, no? Negative sentence, positive tag.
Very good. So you haven't tried crypto yet, have you?
Right.
Good. So
One maybe in the past, they didn't explain it well, did they?
Oh, that's a good one. Very good. Because we can use, of course, in positive or also just in present, but also in the past. So that's true. So let us move, and then we have here special cases. Well,
okay.
We talk here with special cases, no? So, for example, with I am, then just we have here the sentence: I'm being careful, aren't I? Well, why not? Am I? Well, that doesn't sound very no. It doesn't exist in English.
That's a little bit difficult to say. So, we need to remember that.
That's true. And then, of course, we have some examples with imperatives, right?
Good. So this one often catches students out. How can we make the question tag if we have a question or a statement with, let's review this, let's review this? Well, the question tag we use for let's is shall we. Let's review this later, shall we?
Yeah. And then we have another example. Now, don't forget your logging, will you? Mm-hmm. It's like a reminder. So this is another special case that we have here. No? And with negative words, we also have nothing, like nothing, mm-hmm. nobody, no one. So even if there is no or not, the idea is negative. So we use positive tags, right?
Yes, so, Johnny. Good.
Yeah. So for example, that just to give an example, no, nobody explained it, did they?
Right.
So, yeah, or nothing really changed, did it?
Did it? Okay. So if we remember our rule of positive sentence, negative tag, or the opposite way around, pretty much we can create question tags for anything.
Very good. Excellent. So here comes just an interesting part, the pronunciation tips. And I think this is quite interesting, Matthew, because as we are maybe raising a question or just asking, or we need to rise intonation or maybe just falling intonation, right? So what happens when we are genuinely asking?
Okay, yeah, you're right, Johnny. So if we are genuinely asking a question, we need to have a rising intonation at the end. So for example, you've never invested before, have you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. It's a good one. And then maybe failing intonation, it's when you just want agreement. We have see here an example, no? You have seen this news already, haven't you? Haven't you? So rather than making the intonation, no, you notice that we did just falling intonation.
Yeah, you're right, Johnny. And that's a great way to start a conversation, maybe by asking or saying something obvious. You're not really asking a question, you just want to start conversation.
Very good. As this is a B1, we can explain this in Spanish also for our students, no? En español, no? O la entonación, en este caso, en inglés, lo que estamos explicando es que cambia un poco el significado. Así que cuando haces la pregunta del tag question con un tono ascendente, lo que estás haciendo es preguntando. ¿No? Have you? Preguntando. Pero cuando lo haces con tono descendente, lo que estás haciendo es confirmando. Estás confirmando la idea, ¿no? Entonces ya lo que haces es, en vez de decir have you, dices haven't you, ¿no? Entonces lo estamos bajando. Así que, bueno, un poco de explicación para alguno de nuestros escuchantes.
Muy bien, perfecto.
Muy bien. So, I think we have an extra examples, maybe for from real life, no? Things that maybe our listeners might hear or even talk about if they are a little bit talking about finances these days. I don't know, just for example, the first one. You work in finance, don't you? Yeah, so don't you? You work, mm-hmm. don't you? Another example.
Okay, so another one could be the market closed early, didn't it?
Good, yeah. So we can't control tariffs. And you will talk, you will hear about this word tariffs. Es lo que ahora estamos escuchando en las noticias tanto sobre los aranceles, esos aranceles que están subiendo tanto. Vamos a hablar un poquito más después en una de las conversaciones que tendremos. Así que we can't control tariffs, can we?
Right, right, good. And one that maybe you've heard a lot with cryptocurrency, Bitcoin is risky, isn't it?
Very good. So once you get the structure, question tags are actually fun to use. Aaron Day.
Very good, very good. Yeah. Oh,
maybe before we move, it's only because I don't know, Matthew, with your students or what you have seen so far, the tendency is just to do everything with, isn't it? Yeah. No, at the beginning, no, right. The students, they learn tough questions, but they use, isn't it, with everything. So now here you're learning to do it the right way.
You're right. That's a really good point, Johnny. So, and it's not hard. Once you practice it a little bit, you can use, as I think in the examples we have here, there's modal verbs, auxiliaries, all of them we can use to create question tags. So yeah, don't be afraid to experiment.
Very good. Okay, so I think it's time for questions for the audience, right?
Right, okay, good. So, listeners, it's your turn now. Okay, how would you say this in English? Nunca has invertido en bolsa, ¿verdad?
Okay, well, it's a negative sentence, so the tag has to be positive, doesn't it?
Exactly, good, Johnny. So write your answer in the comments or on Instagram.
That's right. So, yeah, we are here, just our comments are open, so if you want to... try, we would be here more than happy to answer. So very good. If you're enjoying this podcast, well, give us a like and subscribe wherever you listen.
And don't forget to visit trainlang.com to learn English with real teachers, no AI generated teachers here, no, the real deal, and with real results. You'll improve fast, won't you?
Very good. Yeah, no, I'm double checking. No, yeah, it's you, Matthew. Yeah,
it's not my avatar. No, it that's really right. Is me today. Yeah. Okay, well, John mentioned earlier about yes. All right. Okay. It sounds like an edition of Star Wars. No, Tariff Wars. Okay. Well, let's talk about something that affects more than just businesses. Tariff Wars. You've heard that term before, haven't you?
Yeah, but I'm not 100% clear on what it means. It's about countries putting taxes on imported products, right?
Yeah, exactly. And by the way, Johnny, let me just say, because here you gave the listeners a really nice cheat when it comes to question tags. If you can't think or you're under pressure and you don't know what the right question tag is, you can always use right. Just like Johnny did there.
Hey.
Okay, very good. Okay, exactly. So, for example, if country A taxes steel from country B, well, country B might respond by taxing apples or, I don't know, maybe cars from country A. And that's how a tariff war begins.
So it's like you tax us, we tax you. Doesn't sound very productive, does it?
It rarely is. But, you know, it's a common strategy in global trade. One of the most recent famous cases was the US-China trade war in the late 2010s.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I remember phone prices went up and some products disappeared from the shelves, didn't they?
Yes, they did. And even in the UK, after Brexit, we saw some new tariffs between the UK and the EU. Some cheese and wine became more expensive overnight. This is why it's so good to live in Spain, Johnny.
That's right. And we don't need to go to 2010. I think we just recently saw that, no? United States just raising taxes, 145 to China. China answering back with, and now I think they went to 200 and something. So it's crazy, no? Así que las guerras comerciales lo que hacen es afectar al consumidor final, aunque no tenga nada que ver con la política, ¿no? Al final sufrimos todos esta guerra de aranceles que hay entre los países.
De verdad, Johnny. Pues, they affect prices, jobs, supply chains. It's not just business, it's personal, isn't it?
Yeah. Do you think these kinds of conflicts will continue? Well, in fact, they are right now.
They're happening right now. And especially with tech products, Johnny, you need to go and buy your iPhone 16 already because it's only going to get more expensive. You know, tariffs are used also as political pressure tools, so it's not just economic.
But that's kind of scary, right? I mean, people can't buy basic things easily when this happens, can they?
No, they can't. And that's why many companies move their production to try to avoid these tariffs, something called offshoring or relocation.
So in the end, it affects where products are made and what we pay for them.
Exactly. And all that just because of political fights. Quite a chain reaction, isn't it?
That's it. It's true. Well, I think we explained quite well this, although we are not brokers, right? But I think more or less we gave an idea to our listeners a little bit on how to talk about this trending topic right now. So let us go to the answer to the question. Correct way to say this, nunca he invertido en bolsa, ¿verdad? Sería algo como lo que aparece aquí en nuestro slide. You've never invested in the stock market, have you? Repetimos, you've never invested in the stock market, have you?
Hey, very nice, very nice. Negative sentence, you've never invested, positive tag. Ah, easy, isn't it?
That's right.
Now, we want to hear from you, listeners, please. So, write your own sentence with a question tag. And let us have them.
Very good. It can be serious or silly. Just make sure it has the right tag, will you? So that's an important thing. And if you want to write right now, just we are here. Just more than happy just to see your answers on how you do it. So what have we learned today, Matthew? We learned how to use question tags naturally in conversation.
Right. We also talked about pubs. Investing, what else? Trade wars? Johnny, not bad for one episode, right?
Well, next time we'll drive into how to change verbs into nouns and how to make adjectives or adverbs from nouns.
Don't miss it. And remember, check out trainlang.com for free resources, classes, and of course, more podcasts.
Very good. That's very true. And maybe just a reminder to our listeners, we are on Spotify. You can also watch or see us on YouTube. So there are different platforms. And anyway, just many of our learners or students are really enjoying the classes in English. So try one with us. Just enter on www.trainland.com. And get a free class with Matthew, with Aline, with Stefan, with me, with any of the teachers. Yeah, just we are waiting for you. And if you like this one, just like and subscribe. So thank you very much for listening. See you next time, Matthew. It was very nice. I learned a lot today.
Me too, Johnny. We've got to go to the pub more often. Okay?
All right, it's true.
Thanks very much. See you next time. Goodbye. Bye.